PC sales plummet.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a global perspective on business and economics. A new report from the research firm IDC says personal computer sales are falling fast all around the world. The drop in shipments last quarter was the worst drop since IDC began tracking PC sales almost 20 years ago. The BBC's technology correspondent Mark Gregory joins us from London with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so is this a worldwide shift away from PCs?
Yes, it seems to be. We're seeing this 14% drop in the latest quarterly sales of PCs as people increasingly switch to smartphones and tablet computers. And this is something that's happening as much in the developing world as well as in the rich countries. People who are adopting computing for the first time, they're not starting with a laptop or a PC, they're going straight to mobile.
And they're doing that for cost reasons or because they like the features that these devices have?
It's a combination of the two. I mean, it's a simple fact that you can buy an Android smartphone for around $100, whereas the cheapest laptop will be maybe $200 or $300.
At least.
Also, there's the convenience factor. You can do most of what you want from a computer with a small device, wherever you happen to be. So for a lot of people, that's easier.
And this trend is not new, but there is something new, and I wonder what it did, and that is Windows 8. Has that accelerated this trend away from PCs?
Previously, when we've had new issues of Windows, people have gone out and bought a new PC because it's loaded with the latest Windows. This time round, it doesn't seem to have happened. And that's a lot to do with the radical change in the design of Windows 8. It's optimized to be used on tablets.
Right.
So people who buy a Windows 8 computer, they're going to have to learn a new operating system, essentially, or one that's a big difference. So for many people, they say, well, actually, I was thinking of getting out of PCs and Windows altogether. This is my moment to do it because it's complicated. So for Microsoft, these figures are really rather worrying.
The BBC's technology correspondent, Mark Gregory in London. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.